Now, this morning of recovery from Irene is the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which struck the Gulf Coast on August 29, 2005. For weeks afterward, Donald and Colleen Bordelon remained on the second floor of their flooded house in St. Bernard Parish near New Orleans. We checked in with the Bordelons many times as they rebuilt.
I try to stay happy all the time, man, but it's a big old mess down here, you know. Give us another holler package, couple months, you know, and we'll see where we at then. I might be crying next time. I might be screaming and hollering.
Even as many of their neighbors' wrecked homes were torn down, the Bordelons fixed up their house before Donald died last year. As this anniversary approached, we reached out to Colleen Bordelon once again. Mrs. Bordelon.
Hello.
Hey, it's Steve. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. It's great to hear your voice again. I'm glad you could join us one more time.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Now, remind me about your street. Of course, right after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, the street had been flooded, quite a few feet of water, a lot of houses ruined. And over the next couple of years, a lot of houses were torn down. Some were rehabilitated. You guys rehabilitated yours. What's the street look like now if you walk up and down the street?
They still have plenty of lots. We used to be, what, the fifth house off the corner. Now we're the second because the first three at the front of the block is gone and nothing has rebuilt.
Are there also some lots on your street where people are pioneering, where they've moved in?
No, not yet. Hey, but we're getting, they finally, some businessman in New Orleans, they're going to reopen some shops. They're going to redo the shopping center. So they opened up, like, on a weekend, a farmer's market. And you can go and get, like, seafood, you know, shrimp and oyster and stuff, vegetables and stuff like that.
Oh, that's nice. Does it still feel like a community to you then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do come together. They kind of watch out for everybody. It's coming back slowly but surely. Like anything else, it takes time.
Is this an anniversary that most people would rather forget, August 29?
Probably a lot of them already had. I mean, we're not doing anything special. It's just another day to us. They ring the bell around noon or something. They'll ring the bell by the cultural center.
Are you able to hear that bell if you happen to be at home?
Yes. Yeah, when the house is going, you hear a lot. So it's like clearness.
So you will maybe pause for a moment when they ring that bell, and then you're going to go on with your day and go on with your life.
Yes. That's all you can do.
Now, after Donald's death, there was a question of whether you would continue living in that house for a while or consider someplace
else. Oh, yeah, I'm not going nowhere. My mother-in-law and I, we joined together. We'll, you know, I'm not moving out now.
How do you remember Donald, if I may ask?
Tender, caring, big teddy bear, I guess. I don't know. So many things.
Donald's stuff is still in the house.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten to it. I don't know. It seems like I think about doing it, you know, this week, and then something comes up and I don't get to it. It's still there. His clothes are still hanging in the closet.
I'm sorry to ask such personal questions, but people in the audience have come to know you through so many interviews over the years that they'll want to know how you're doing. Do you feel that you've been able over the last year and a half or so to... Has your life evolved a little bit? Have you been able to set your life on a steady course?
Oh, well, I'm in a regular routine. You know, go to work, go grocery shopping, same as I did before, you know. At night, sometimes, you know, I might go a month or so, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, something on TV might remind me of him or something like that, and I just roll over and pat his side of the bed.
Well, Colleen, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much.
You too, baby.
Colleen Bordelon, St. Bernard Parish, near New Orleans.